Welcome to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. Or birth of the Theotokos, the Mother of God, is celebrated on September 8th. It is the first major feast of the new liturgical year. The account of Mary's birth is not found in the Bible, but in the apocryphal writings, which are not part of the New Testament. Joachim and Anna, the parents of Mary, were old and childless. They prayed to God for a child, because among the Jews, barrenness was a sign of God's disfavor. Because of their faithfulness to God, this couple, who were waiting for the Messiah, were blessed with the child Mary, who was destined by her own goodness and holiness to become the mother of the Messiah, Christ. Our first selection, the Troparion, set in tone four and harmonized by Kostalski, proclaims the theme of the day. Your nativity, O Virgin, has proclaimed joy to the whole universe. The Son of Righteousness, Christ our God, has shone from you, O Theotokos. By annulling the curse, he bestowed a blessing. By destroying death, he has granted us eternal life. This will be sung by the Ural Choir, Vladislav Novik, conductor. The hymns and verses of the Nativity of the Theotokos teach the faithful the very content of the feast, as heard in this verse from the Litia of Vespers. Let us sound our spiritual trumpets on this glorious feast, for today from the seed of David the Mother of Life is born. She dispels the darkness, she renews Adam, and Eve she recalls. She is the source of incorruption, the transformer of corruption. In her we are given life. By her we are delivered from death. So let us the faithful sing to her with Gabriel. Rejoice, O full of grace, the Lord is with you. Through you he grants us great mercy. We will again hear the Ural Choir as they sing this tone 3 verse harmonized by Nikolsky. This will be followed by a verse of the Apostica of the Vespers sung by the male choir of Valam.
Thank you. przywieść.
The Magnification, one of the central matins hymns of the Nativity of the Theotokos, proclaims the glorification of Mary's birth, of Mary herself, and of her parents. We magnify you, Most Holy Virgin, we honor your holy parents, and we glorify your all-glorious Nativity. Let's listen to a beautiful two-part Znamení 17th century chant sung by the women of the Syrian Choir, Andrei Kotov, choir master. Of the Matins canon are based on Old Testament canticles. Our next selection is Ode 1 of the canon, based on the Canticle of Moses and the Crossing of the Red Sea. Come, O people, let us sing a song to Christ our God, who divided the sea and through it led his people, whom he had brought out of Egyptian bondage, for he has been glorified. The first setting is sung by the Greek Byzantine choir, Lycurgus Angelopoulos, director, followed by a Vallam chant setting sung by the male choir of Vallam, Igor Ushakov, conductor.
Gloria Seni Pio, Opi Deo Chester.
the ninth ode of the canon, sung at Matins and the Divine Liturgy, glorifies Mary as the Virginal Mother of God. The following settings represent four very different musical styles. The first selection is a melody of the Trinity Sergis Monastery, sung by the Ural Choir, followed by a Carpatho-Russian plain chant, sung in English by the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter's in the Loop. The Russian vocal quartet sings the third setting, a Znamenie chant harmonized by Turchaninov, and the choir of Saints Peter and Paul Church of Ben Lomond, California, will sing the final selection in English in Kievan chant tone 8. Mary fulfills her title as the vessel of light in this Matins hymn of light. Listen closely to the text sung by the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter's in the Loop in a Byzantine chant harmonized by the monks of New Skete, followed by the choir of the Koretz Holy Trinity Stavropigion Convent in a setting by Diakovsky. Our celebration of the Feast of the Nativity of the Theotokos with two settings of the Communion hymn taken from Psalm 116. I will receive the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Let's listen to a setting composed by Chesnikov and sung by the Ural Choir, followed with an original composition by John Erickson, sung by the choir of Saints Peter and Paul Church, Ben Lomond, California.
Thank you.
been listening to Icons in Sound, The Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, you may do so by calling 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 31. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day and that you will tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.